Daily Devotional, Week 23, Transition to Power, Day 7, June the 7th, 2024. Unusual Miracles. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Devotional. In Acts chapter 19, Luke told the story of the amazing works God did in Ephesus. It was a work deeply rooted in the hands of God and his willing servants. In chapter 19, verses 11 and 12, it describes unusual miracles that God performed by the hands of Paul. The word does not say that Paul did these special miracles, but that God worked the miracles by his hands. He used Paul at this time by having his sweat-soaked handkerchiefs or aprons brought to the sick and those filled with evil spirits, and they were healed and delivered. This shows us that God can use anyone or anything for his purpose, such as the laying on of hands or placing garments on the sick, and they recover. I can recall witnessing preachers, especially during revivals, taking their handkerchiefs or towels soaked with their perspiration and laying it on someone who requested prayer or those who were slain in the spirit. We have to understand that deliverance is not in the garment, but it is according to our faith that we are healed and delivered. The garment, as well as the anointing oil, are points of contact that we use to release our faith. We know that Jesus is the one who heals, our Jehovah Rapha. We have to exercise our God-given faith if we want to receive the miracles of God. We have great examples of faith being exercised in the Word. For instance, the woman who had been diseased with the issue of blood for 12 long years was healed when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, as well as all the sick people who were brought and laid in the streets, waiting and hoping that when Peter passed by, his shadow would fall on some of them and they would be healed. They utilized faith to receive their deliverance from God. It was not in the garment nor the shadow. Note, we sometimes have to perform unusual actions to receive unusual miracles. Let's consider how God wants to work in our lives today. Our faith must be strong, and we must remember that nothing is impossible with God. As Jesus said unto the disciples when they cried unto him, "Why could not we cast him out?" He said, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your love for us and for the many miracles you have wrought. We ask that you would help us grow stronger in our faith in your promises and be willing to be used for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.